This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Experience on the air, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Television news coming up in a few moments. First, though, a trip to the Facebook page. Yes, you can follow us, all kinds of things going on at DJV Show on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen for Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen, and the Facebook page. I just posted a story of my friend Larry Fuss, who runs a couple of radio stations that carry this program. He was stuck in the Atlanta airport last night. Listen to this. You talk about bad management, stupid management. So the weather's been bad, as most of us know. I didn't talk much about it today, but the weather's been bad in the southeast, the mid-south, tornadoes, bad storms, and it was so bad in Atlanta last night, they closed the airport down. All flights were canceled, and so there were tens of thousands of people who were either sleeping on the floor in the airport or they were trying to get to a hotel that was in the proximity of the airport, but they were all filled. Problem number one is that Delta, even though they canceled all these flights, told the passengers they could not have their baggage. So people on the floor, people going to a hotel, if they were lucky enough to find one. And so now it once again underscores what Delta really is all about. Don't expect luggage to arrive. That's what Delta is.
That's better than the other one is doesn't ever leave the airport.
Yeah.
That's the one I've always heard from
last
Delta.
Last night they didn't leave the airport, but they left all these thousands of people stranded. How can you be that stupid in terms of management, or that cavalier, or that uninterested? Why would you want the luggage to sit on the planes, or worse yet, sit underneath the airport in all that bad weather? The wind, you know, most of those luggage areas are all open. They're not closed. They're not enclosed. They're open. They come in with their trucks. They take the stuff off the plane. They put it on the conveyor belts, and it goes inside the airport.
But I mean, were they just concerned that it was going to make double work for them if they let people take their luggage back on the next day?
So
I mean, do you think that was the motivation behind?
It doesn't make any difference if it's a service organization.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
terrible.
What are you supposed to do?
I feel like whenever there's, I mean, all the airlines have problems, but I feel like whenever there's a really big disaster, it's always Delta, whether it's computer problems or stuff like this.
American Express there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I mean,
American loses a lot of luggage.
United, nothing special.
It's just they forget who they're working for.
Southwest has been off, become terrible, just like the rest of them. Once in a while, you have a good, well, the only good airline, the really good airline is Virgin, and they're going away.
That's gone.
So, yeah, that'll be the end of that. But just think about it in terms of what you really, what you can do about it, which is basically nothing. They say no, and what do? You're going to go out and find the plane yourself and get the luggage out of the bottom of the plane? Not likely.
So yeah, what happens if you get booked on a different airline? If you need to be somewhere and you just say, you know what, screw you, Delta, I'm just going to go and
well,
book on American.
There was nothing flying in and out of Atlanta last night. It was just the airport was closed, period.
Okay.
Story. But, yeah, if you were, I mean, in other circumstances where that's happened to me, when a plane would be, like the mechanicals that happen, cancel flights, and American, well, we'll put you on the first plane in the morning. You don't have to take that. There's a thing called the it's the
isn't there a
contract
rule?
Yeah, there
rule
is a rule.
Something they
you
call
can
it.
Find it if you look at the ticket. They have to take care of you, but they aren't going to tell you that they have to take care of you. There's a rite of passage, but it's called something else. It's like a contract, but that's not what it's called either.
Bill of right, passenger something
yeah,
of rights,
it's
isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what it is. But it's but at any rate, they have to take care of you, but they don't if they aren't caught. So if you go, like I would not accept it, if they said to me, well, we don't have any more flights out tonight, and our last one was canceled, you have to wait till tomorrow morning. No. There's a flight on United that's going to Denver in an hour. and they got seats, put me on it. Well, we don't have an arrangement with Delta. I don't care. Pay for the ticket. You sold me a ticket. You told me I was going to get out tonight. It's not my fault, and it's not a natural disaster. Your plane doesn't work, so I want to get on another plane. If you make enough noise, they know they have to do it. And they will begrudgingly. Some of the ticket agents that aren't well-schooled might say, oh, no, we can't do that. Yes, they can, and yes, you can make them do it. Or they can suffer the consequences. They're not, they're really, really not smart.
This is interesting. I just Googled this because there is, I forget the name of the rule, and I saw it once on, I don't know, some TV show.
Yeah.
But travel experts say that never accept a voucher. You know, when they say, oh, we'll give you a voucher if they can't get you on a new flight.
Yeah. It said $500 voucher.
Yeah, it said the U.S. Department of Transportation has a compensation rule up to $1,300 in cash if the airline fails to rearrange plans within 2 hours of your flight, and no one knows this. So people just accept a voucher or
force majeure, I think it's called.
Oh,
I
there you
remember.
Go.
Remember that? Yeah. Yep. So anyway, just kind of keep that in mind if you're traveling. In a moment, the story of a really sweet story from Emma Stone, who was invited by Jacob Stoudemire to go to the prom. Does she go? What do you think? Find out in a moment here. First, though, let's think and talk about our sheets. How we have, what's the guy's name? Roland Sheets?
Roland Shit.
Oh, Roland Shit, that's
right.
No, we're not talking about that. This is sheets, not ships. Anyway, the sheet department has changed so dramatically, and that's thanks to the folks at Parachute. Parachute Home Delivery. ParachuteHome.com. /DJV. Go see what they have. Experience what they have. We've all done it. We all log. You hear us talking about this. This is a reminder that they are there to serve you. They want you to try their sheets. They want you to like you. If you don't like them, what an amazing thing. You can send them back. Get new ones. Different kinds because they have different, you know, they have like different textures. Victoria, don't I remember that?
Mm-hmm.
From what they have. And you can look at their catalog and see all the different things that they have. But the important thing is to get this bedding that's so well made. Staple Egyptian cotton. The stitching is done at a plant in Italy. And it's just, they ship it over to Los Angeles and they ship it to you. 100% natural. No chemicals. As you can be sure, Monsanto doesn't get within 300 miles of wherever this sheet is being made. The sheet for your bed is there. Just go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV to find it. ParachuteHome.com, the best in contemporary bedding. That's really what it is. They're 100% natural, and they give back. People love that about them. Not only do they contribute the bedding that you send back if you don't like it to Habitat for Humanity, but they also are they're helping donate malaria prevention bed nets to those who are in need through the UN Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. So you're dealing with ethical, moral, really cool people who have a cool, wonderful product. ParachuteHome.com. I give you the name, tell you the story, so you'll go online yourself and say, oh, I want to try that. And you will. You try it, you'll like it. ParachuteHome.com for bedding that is beyond the pale. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let me have 16 at the hour. I'm Doug with the lovely and talented Jennifer and
Veronica.
Veronica.
Veronica, my favorite.
I want to tell the story about Emma Stone, even though it's not necessarily just a television story, but it's a cute story. She and Jacob Stoudemire are going to the prom together. He's 17. How old is she? 27?
Well, we don't 20. Know if she's going.
Oh, I thought she was going.
He hasn't given a very elaborate proposal.
Oh, so he sent her a film on a, what was it, in a posting, a Facebook posting?
Yeah, well, he had a really elaborate, he sang a song from La La Land that she was in, with his own version with lyrics about prom, so this is it playing in the background.
Well, let's hope he has, when is the prom, this weekend?
April 29th.
Oh, okay. So, all right, so she's got it. You've seen this happen before, almost every year now, lately, there have been requests like this, and if the actress or actor is smart, they'll
go. Right.
Yeah, right, if they're smart.
And clearly, if this kid is so into musical theater, I don't think she's a lot to worry about.
Jennifer, what do you mean by that?
I'm just saying.
He was pretty cute, though. He looks a lot like Ryan Gosling, so.
Sure.
All right, the Hoopla continues with a focus on Fox News. There are a lot of people, the National Organization of Women, wants Fox to fire Bill O'Reilly because an advertiser is dropping like flies from his program. And on top of that, Showtime yesterday announced a miniseries titled Secure and Hold, The Last Days of Roger Ailes. My God, this has become a cult thing.
Mm-hmm.
As much as anything else. Project was announced actually late in the fall when he got canned. Showtime confirms that it's ordering scripts for this miniseries. Dramatizes Ailes as what he is, a sexual boob. And I wonder if they'll throw in a piece about what other company? I told you, was it yesterday I said $100 million they paid out in these problematic... Mm-hmm. They had to pay Ailes $40 million to get rid of him. But just think about O'Reilly. They just signed a contract with him. It cost them more than $40 million to get rid of him. And their ratings, you know, they'd have to, you know, there's only really two or three shows now that have substantial ratings. He and Hannity and the bow tie twerp there, that's about it. So it'll be interesting to see where that all goes. All right, so Jen, what did you watch last night?
Hannity.
Yeah, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
That's about it.
Who did he have on? What was he doing?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Last night he had Sebastian Gorka on. He's a friend of mine. He had on, Monica Crowley.
Really?
And somebody else that I'm
did
forgetting
you see
about.
That Ann Coulter's dating some...
No, she denied it. It was supposed
really?
To be JJ. Yeah, it was supposed to be Jimmy Walker.
Oh, yeah. No, she's not
doing that.
Yeah. All right. So, Victoria, what did you watch last night?
The finale of Schitt's Creek.
Really?
Yes.
I watch Major Crimes. I've always thought, from the old days when Kira Sedgwick was on that, there's a tone to that show that's very unique. All right, so what's on tonight that's good, Jen?
Well, something interesting. If you're a fan of Madonna, there is a show on Logo at 9 p.m. called Strike a Pose. It celebrates the 25th anniversary of Madonna's Blonde Ambition Tour. It's a documentary that catches up with seven of the tour's male dancers, six of them gay, one straight, who became icons for gay rights and sexual freedom. So they catch up with them 25 years later. New episode of The Big Bang Theory tonight on CBS at 8. Chicago Med is new.
That's
on NBC,
show.
And The Amazing Race airs at 10 p.m. on ABC.
Good job, Jen. 21 after here.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with our musical appointment in this hour, focusing first on AC/DC, or more specifically, Brian Johnson, who is the host of a new television show, Victoria. Life on the Road premieres the end of this month on Sky Arts. That's over in England, and it'll also be online. It's a travel-style program that features Mr. Johnson offering an exclusive take on one aspect of the rock and roll life, that is live performances, touring, being on the road, that sort of thing. I'd like to see some insight.
This looks really cool, yeah.
Like on the bus when Willie Nelson goes from town to town. That'd be an interesting take. So he will interview a different person, a performer, musician, every time there's an episode. Roger Daltrey is in the first installment. And then there are people from Metallica and Pink Floyd and Sting, Def Leppard. Robert Plant is also set to appear. Yeah, this actually ought to be, this is almost like carpool karaoke. We would call it bus karaoke.
Yeah, maybe. And it's a mix of a travel show because he travels to wherever these musicians are. Yeah. I read for one of the episodes, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard was in Dublin, so they flew to Brian Johnson flew to Dublin and they tour Dublin as they're talking about life on the road and touring and things like that. It looks really interesting.
Ever been to Dublin?
Many times.
Belfast?
No.
Yeah. Belfast is so much different than Dublin. It's amazing.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Different. Just absolutely, completely different. Like two different countries,
yeah.
In fact, because of the war and going on. Belfast. You know, they shut off part of the city of Belfast every night.
They still do that?
There's a gate, yeah.
Wow.
They still do it. Bunga bunga. All right, also in musical news today, the Violent Femmes and Echo and the Bunnymen are going to have a tour together. If you're a folk punker, I didn't even know there was such a thing as folk punk. I never heard the Violent Femmes before. Who are they?
I forget when they started. They're big in the 80s. They were part of the new wave, for, you know, that kind of new wave music that started out, and then it went into Depeche Mode and The Cure and The Smiths and all of that.
Yeah.
Which I love, yeah. Kara probably likes that stuff, too.
I'd say this is their biggest song. I feel like this was big in the 90s, but I don't know. I don't know that many songs by them. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, sounds.
But I love Echo and the Bunnymen. They're great.
Yeah. I was listening to them last night as I went to sleep.
I'm sure you are. Echo, it's so funny that they're even labeled as punk, because I guess maybe when they first started it sounded a little like that, but this is not punk at all.
When are, were Echo and the Bunnymen, were they also from the 80s or 90s? I've never actually heard of them before.
Oh, really? You know all their songs, I guarantee. You've heard them all.
So are the Bunnymen related to the Rabbit People?
What are the Rabbit People?
Oh, the singing. You never heard of the Rabbit People?
No.
They're from the era, the big guy. I was just actually entertaining myself by looking at the top songs from this week in 1962. Don't ask me why I was doing that. I just was.
Why and 1962?
I don't know. I just happened to... I was Googling some music. I actually was trying to find out more about this group, frankly, and I got distracted looking at musical history. And so for those of you who can't identify with the Bunny Poppers or whatever their name is... the chart toppers during this week in 1962 were Bobby Vinton with Roses Are Red, the Watusie by the Orlons, D.D. Sharp's Gravy, and Claude King's Wolverton Mountain. That doesn't mean anything to the two of you any more than knowing about the Bunny Hoppers means anything to me.
It just is one I think of I know that Watusie song.
Culture. Wah, the Watusie. Yeah, you probably would.
I've heard that. Yep.
Yeah, you probably heard that. Anyway, so we have a we can communicate, but once in a while there's a disconnect, ladies and gentlemen, and it usually comes over the discussion of music, which is fine, because we need to broaden our horizons. Now I'm going out and buy some music from the Bunny Hoppers. 28 past the hour.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Like this return, Kara. Kara Schulman at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm at her mercy, folks, and so are you. Whatever you hear, she's responsible for the ultimate air. As Victoria Keenan and I work toward having you in a good mindset. Yeah, I like that word. Don't you? Mindset? That's a good word, actually. Helps to put your mind into a place of happiness. If you're on your way to being happy, and it's pretty easy. You want to be happy or you don't want to be happy. It's a choice that you make. I don't know that a lot of people think that. They wake up and they're grumpy or they don't have their cup of coffee or whatever it is that starts the day out on the wrong foot. But you know what? It's so easy to control all of this stuff. Earlier this morning, Victoria said, "You sound grumpy today."
No, I said surly.
Surly. Oh, excuse me. Well, I might have been a little because I was focusing on something. It was a business, sort of a matter-of-fact thing. But then, because I'm around you, I am happy. It makes me happy. You don't make me happy, but I am happy. There's a whole distinction. If people say, "Well, you make me happy." No, that's not the way it works. It is your understanding that it is fun to be around Victoria, fun to be around Jennifer, fun to be around Kara, and listen to them and have some fun. But if you don't like it, it's up to you. You can turn the radio on or off. It's under your control. And that's the same way it is with any success story. I remember talking to my students a long time ago. I taught school, and I taught on the high school level, junior high school level, college level for 3 or 4 years, in addition to being a broadcaster when I was younger. I remember talking about successful people, and yet the especially the college level understood this a little bit better. There were a lot of successful people who were seeing shrink, psychologists, psychiatrists, or counselors. And so does that mean you're not happy? No, I think this helps you. My way of looking at life is that we come in alone, we go out alone, but yet we can't live alone. You have to live with yourself, but you got to find out as much as you can about yourself. And there are great experiences you can have. I had a great conversation with a guy yesterday who I had never met before, who came to my house to visit with me. And we were talking about this very thing, the choice of being happy. And it isn't about the other people that are in your life. It's about you and how you deal with those people that are in your life. I'm sure there are people that have come across you, Victoria. Can't imagine there were many of them, but there are probably some people that didn't like you or didn't, it's not they didn't like you, they didn't get you. You see, that's usually what happens. When you don't get somebody, you tend to, well, I don't like that person. Well, you don't understand them.
That's so true. And that happens more than, more than a few times with me, for sure.
Right. So the path to happiness is not filled with worrying about what they think.
No.
It's filled with, I just posted something on the DJV page, facebook.com/DJV. It's very simple. It's a picture of a young girl and a dog. And the caption is, "What a beautiful world it would be if people had hearts like dogs."
So true.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of a video. I love those things because they kind of put stuff into a perspective that is, I have been accused, I suppose maybe that's not the right word, but yeah, I've been accused of being a Pollyanna or someone who is a little too simple. I don't know that a lot of people would think I'm simple, but I have a simple mind when it comes to good and bad or what I like and I don't like. And I will tell you something. Some of the creatures that have been in my life that were not two-legged have been the creatures that have been my favorite. And you can hear me talking about them frequently because they are just, you know, they kind of get it. You just want to be around somebody or something that gets it. So I offer you that as just sort of food for thought. Here's something, and maybe this fits in with it, Victoria. There's a study out this week that compares babies in our country to other countries. And the focus is on what makes babies cry. Or, in other words, what makes them happy or sad. Not all crying is based on when you're a little baby. Crying is that. If you're hungry, you cry. If something startles you, you cry. You know, that kind of stuff. You can't get to your mummy, you cry. Miles, sometimes when he can't get to his mummy, he is mummy. You know, he wants his mummy, and like most two-year-olds that have their mummy, they get a little upset about it because that's their world. Their world is them and their mummy. Yeah, their father's there. Other people they love are there, but their mother is the world for most people. Anyway, there's a study out ranking crying. Apparently, American babies are in the middle of the list, according to the story that's in this week's Journal of Pediatrics. The data here goes through 28 previous studies that look at colicky babies, those babies that cry for 3-4 hours a day, 3 or more days a week. They studied 8,700 infants from the so-called industrialized countries around the world. So who are the babies that cried the most? Babies in Canada. Babies in England. Maybe that's it. Italy is number 3. And the other way, you turn it around, Denmark is number 1 for babies crying the least. Germany number 2. Japan number 3. Also included the Netherlands, Australia, and America, where our babies neither were at the high end of the spectrum or the low end of the spectrum. But if you're a parent and you're wondering about how this is going to affect you, because no parent likes to face the reality that's going to be crying, even though there is. But if you're in America, there is a hope. Well, I guess in general, there's a hope for newborns. These studies that were examined showed a crying duration that was higher across the first 6 weeks of life before it reduces significantly in the next 6 weeks to 6 months. So those of you who are first-time parents, Victoria, you'll be a parent pretty soon.
Not yet, but...
Surprise, is there something you're not telling me?
No. Have a baby pretty soon. You're going to have a baby.
Well, and, hopefully, but not... Like, Soon.
But who's going to watch them while you're on the air? That's the thing.
They're probably going to be on air with us.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
Anyway, I thought that was good food for thought. Those mothers who think, oh, my God, is this ever going to stop? Yep. I will tell you, I watched my daughter through all of this from the first 6 hours, the first 6 days, first 6 weeks, first 6 months. And the boy has changed a lot. Yesterday she called me, we were talking about some of the stuff we're going to do this weekend, and Miles was in the back seat, and Megan said, it's Gramps, and he said, hi! And here I'm on the phone. And it is literally a far cry from where he was and every other baby is. It's what the food is. We get down to that Monsanto discussion again, which always makes us crazy. Mm. But what you're feeding yourself is what you're going to feed that baby. Remember that. I guess the way I learned it, when the kids, Megan and Brendan, were little, Tony used to drink a beer when she was wanting, at the end of the day, when she wanted to go to sleep and she wanted the babies to go to sleep, she'd have a glass of beer. And that apparently got right through, I don't know where she learned that, but got right through her system. And the babies were breastfeeding, and within minutes of her drinking the beer, she'd put Megan on or Brendan, and they'd be asleep in 15-20 minutes, out like a light. So it helps you to remember when you have a crying baby, Victoria. Have a glass of beer, and then give them the old the food bank.
Yeah, I know in England and Ireland, it's very popular when women are towards the end of their pregnancy, if they are running late and they're past their delivery date, to have beer. There's something Guinness. Yeah, all the mothers will do that. They'll have a pint of Guinness. And there's something in it that brings on labor.
I wonder if it is. Well, it has to be.
It must be some. Yeah, it has to be some.
Grains and things. There must be something in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so there it is. More information. Man, look at all the information you get on this program. In a moment, the backlash continues against certain advertisers, advertisements, and personalities. Tell you a story about another advertisement that's been pulled from a star under rather interesting circumstances. So that's coming up 44 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals. A new report published by the American Journal of Gastroenterology found that up to 75% of individuals with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, may be undiagnosed. IBS symptoms, like abdominal pain and bowel movement changes, impact quality of life. Yet more than one-third of individuals are not receiving treatment for IBS. Leading innovations in gastroenterology is Dr. Mark Pimentel.
So many people have IBS and don't know it. Worse yet, many patients are embarrassed and don't talk to their doctors. We need to increase awareness of this condition and let people know it can be treated.
What should people experiencing symptoms do and what treatments are available?
If you suffer from frequent abdominal pain and bowel movement changes on a regular basis, you need to discuss these symptoms with your doctor. There are certain prescription treatments that may offer relief.
Don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBS and treatment options that could work for you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a postscript to the conversation about babies. According to, and this is not to do with their attitude, although you wonder if different cultures bring around. I mean, we were talking about countries and where babies cry the most and where they don't cry. But in cultures and countries do not necessarily go hand in hand. But the stats suggest that within the next 20 years, more babies will be born to Muslim women than to Christian women. The rapid growth of Islam, the largest religion in the world, fastest growing religion. Pew Research study out today suggests the Muslim population will increase by 150 million in the next 5 years to 1.8 billion. I'm not sure how many Christians there are. I think it's like 1.1 billion. Does that sound right?
I don't know.
Something like that.
I think that that there are 3 million Muslim Americans right now. So yeah. That would obviously increase too.
Uh-huh. See, I always take exception to that stuff. We're Americans. So maybe you come from Ireland, or maybe you come from Africa, or maybe you come from New Zealand. Do they call them New Zealand Americans? No. Not really.
Well, no, I just meant Muslims in America who are American.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand that. I wasn't taking a shot at you. I'm just saying so many people with the hyphenated America thing, Italian-Americans, African-Americans. Come on. If you really want to be here, how about we be Americans first and then the rest of the stuff sort of floats in when it can. That's my look at it. All right, let's get to this story. We've heard the focus on Bill O'Reilly and how many advertisers he's losing this week. Looks like Pepsi is pulling an ad with Kendall Jenner. Some people say it left a bad taste in their mouth. The criticism is focused on recent movements like Black Lives Matter and anti-Trump protests. And I don't understand. This is a three-minute ad. Has a cellist, a photographer, and some dancers protesting out in the streets. Jenner is busy modeling a blonde wig, rips it off, and joins the crowd. As the ad ends, she hands a can of Pepsi to a police officer as a peace offering. He smiles and takes a sip. So what's wrong with that?
I think people just think it's cheesy because the idea that Kendall Jenner and Pepsi can solve all of the problems that are going on.
No, but why not? I mean, I think the fact that it's a
white privileged girl, you know, is she can leave her modeling shoot and go and disrupt a protest and solve and then be the peacemaker. I think that that's what a lot of minorities had an issue with from the commentary that I've seen so far.
Everybody's got a problem. For God's sakes, give it a rest, will you? What is it? I mean, I understand protesting. I'd probably protest Bill O'Reilly. I do, in fact, and all of that stuff that's going on. It's just, you know, why aren't we doing something? We're yakking about. What are the people now doing about the kid at Stanford who raped that girl and got nothing? Where were they then? So you want to be upset about O'Reilly? Fine. How come you don't go out there and get upset about what's going on there or on college campuses all over the country? Sounds like a two-faced approach to the problem. To me, anyway. 10 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requirement, requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Music makes my skin crawl, Chucker. Okay, good. That's very nice, Victoria. The theme from Ant-Man. So there's another one of these Ant-Mans. Is it Rudd who stars as the Ant-Man? Isn't that?
Well, Rudd.
Rudd, yeah.
Hey, he pays his birthday. He's 48 years old.
But isn't there another one of these Ant-Men that's coming out pretty
soon?
Yeah,
it's called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, give me it.
For real?
Who plays the Wasp?
Well, because Evangeline Lilly, who co-starred in the Ant-Man movie,
he's
turning into a superhero called the Wasp in the sequel.
So do they work together, or does she eat him?
Yeah. No, they work together. Michael Douglas will be back also. He's really good, Michael Douglas, Ant-Man. But I think Paul Rudd was perfectly cast in that film because he injected a lot of his humorous traits, which really gave the movie high entertainment value.
So what am I missing about him? I don't know that much about him. He doesn't...
No.
I confuse him and Ruffalo sometimes, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can arrange a lunch date where you can meet him.
Yeah, I'll come to Stroudsburg and we'll have lunch.
I think he's a nice guy. I think you'll like him.
All right, but Ant-Man but you understand sort of the real story here. Wasps. Yeah. I have on the farm. We have lots of trouble with ants and flies and stuff. So you get wasp larvae and you throw it out on the manure pile, and the wasps eat the larvae of the ants and the flies.
Right, I wrote that all down. I got you.
So. Right, okay. I just want you to understand how everything goes back to the farm. You understand that.
Oh, right, I guess that.
Chucker's got some movie news for us in a moment. Stand by, 55 after the hour.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When you feed her, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Flowers aren't the only things blooming this spring. For many Americans, it's also the season when thoughts turn to the prospect of buying a home or refinancing a mortgage. Ally Bank's mortgage executive Craig Evans offers some tips for success.
A 30-year fixed-rate loan remains the most popular mortgage option, but adjustable-rate mortgages, or ARMs, are gaining in favor as rates start to rise nationally. Since every borrower is different, it's crucial to work with experts who understand your situation and can guide you through the entire process.
Evans says buyers should also look for tools to get started. Ally Home, the bank's new home loan equal housing lender, offers borrowers the ease of exploring their options online at ally.com.
Ally Home's affordability calculator can help analyze your household income and your current financial obligations to estimate how much house you can afford. For most people, buying a home is the biggest purchase of their life. So having the right tools and a dedicated support team can make all the difference.
Learn more at ally.com. Member FDIC.
All right, so let's see if we can move from Ant-Man to whatever other movie news there may be. It may not be as important as Ant-Man, but I'm sure there's some other movie stories you want us to know about there, Chucker.
Michael Keaton's story, Doug. Michael Keaton, whose career has really heated up over the last few years, will play, he's going to be the villain in the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Homecoming, coming out in June. He's reportedly in talks to reunite with director Tim Burton for the live-action version of Dumbo. He will play the villain in this movie. That role originally was offered to Tom Hanks. I guess he passed, so now Michael Keaton looks like he will take it. Keaton and Burton did three movies together, Beetlejuice back in 88, great collaboration, and then the two Batman movies, Batman and Batman Returns in 89 and 91. That's good news for Michael Keaton fans. I'm a big fan, and he's getting a lot of good work since getting nominated for the Oscar for the movie Birdman. Other news, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Doug, says he will not do The Expendables 4 if Sylvester Stallone is not involved. The other day I reported that Stallone has bowed out of The Expendables 4 due to creative differences with the production company.
They're pals. They're very close friends. And that's the only reason that they worked on that stuff. They've done a lot of stuff. They're doing. Didn't you say there was a remake of that ship? They were a prison ship or something like that. I forget the name.
Well, they're doing a sequel to Prison Break, but Arnold's not involved with that one for whatever reason. Just Stallone. And one other bit of news: this movie Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. According to trades, that movie is going to lose $60 million when all is said and done. That's a pretty big tax write-off. And that Shia LaBeouf movie, which we reported sold one ticket, and England sold two more tickets on Monday. Just want to give you an update.
Yeah, I know. We're none of us fans of Shia LaBeouf. He takes himself a little too seriously. All right, Chucker, we don't have Chucker taking himself too seriously. Follow Chuck at Poseidon72. His weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, is on iTunes.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.